Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Well, happy almost Valentine's Day, everybody. Every year I give a little talk about how this really kind of stemmed from a kind of gruesome martyrdom. So if you don't celebrate it, that's really okay. That's fine. But I usually enjoy using Valentine's Day to celebrate all the love in my life. I'm the kind of person that believes that love does not just have to be a romantic sort of a thing, or even just like a family sort of a thing. Love takes many forms. We had an episode about saying I love you to people that you care about deeply in your life and being okay with that. I think Valentine's Day is a good excuse to celebrate your deep affections for people, whether it be a best friend, a romantic partner, your mom, anybody. Tell and feel free to text somebody or call somebody or get somebody chocolate or a teddy bear just because you like them.
I honestly think
it's like there's so much pressure for this to be a romantic holiday and for you to be paired off with somebody for this. I don't think that should be the case. As I said, it's a made up holiday based on something really kind of sad anyway. So you might as well use it as an excuse to tell anybody in your life that you feel any amount of affection for, I like you.
This is so great because I love the idea because I think one of the things that I've always pushed back on Valentine's Day is like, but I tell Teresa I love her and show her I love her and love her all the time.
So yeah, it shouldn't be just one day.
I really like the idea of like, so how about instead use this as a day to like prompt you as like, you know, it's been a while since I told my best friend Bradbury that I loved him. It's been a while since I just called my dad for no other reason except to say, hey, I'm thinking of you and I love you. Like that kind of deal of like, use this as a day to prompt yourself to like say something to someone that like, you know, they know, but it's been a while since you just said it, that kind of deal. Like use this as an excuse. And then on the 15th, go and get so much half price candy.
Woo!
Yeah.
Like that was mine and Teresa's, not now, cause now we're old people and we can't eat all the candy in the world anymore.
But that's true too, for a long time,
like our Valentine's Day tradition was like, wake up early on the 15th. To like go to Walgreens and try to get there before everyone else and like grab a bunch of like Whitman samplers and stuff for half off. That was our
deal. You can buy a small amount of half price candy. The bargain is still delicious.
That's true. That's my favorite. Hey, psst, don't let candy companies know that candy doesn't go bad the day after the day after Halloween or the day after Valentine's Day or the day after Christmas. Don't tell them. We just need to keep buying that half price candy.
Yeah, that sweet, sweet bargain.
And hey, I'll also reiterate something that Nick Offerman says in Paddle Your Own Canoe, which is like make something for somebody. Because that's the thing. A lot of people say like, well, it's just a holiday made by greeting card companies and candy companies to sell stuff. And you know what? You're not wrong. So why not make them something, you know? Make some like cookies or draw them a card or write them a song or, you know, write down a funny poem that you thought of or whatever. Like find a pretty flower as you're walking around and bring them a flower, that kind of thing. I think that goes way farther than just like I grabbed you a card from a stand. Though that's good too.
It's a sweet gesture and there's not going to be anything wrong with that. I know that this holiday can be a real downer for folks. They can feel like they're supposed to be having a certain experience. There are folks for whom being romantic is not even a thing. And they're just like, this is a hell time. There are folks who wish it were, but aren't in that position right now. But the truth is, it's sort of like for me over time, it's like you get to a point where you're like, oh, holidays are arbitrary. And then you get to a later point where you're like, arbitrary divisions of time that give us excuses for things have a really nice use in society, which is arbitrary excuses to be nice to people. So you can sort of opt into that or not opt into that. You can throw anti-Valentine's Day parties. You can do the thing. There's a lot of people now are doing sort of like all-girl brunches and
the
things
Galentine's
that just celebrate
Day, yes.
Yeah. Valentine's mm-hmm. Day.
Now,
there's
what
a lot
I,
of
here's what
ways
I will
to go
say.
With it.
I will say, and this is a bit of a caveat to that. you are allowed to celebrate however you want, but that means other people are allowed to celebrate however they want too. So if you're anti-Valentine's Day and like you have a friend that's pro-Valentine's Day, that's both fine. That's both. Oh, there's room for both of those things. Like if somebody,
you're not actually required to throw eggs at their house.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You don't have to like then be the one who says like, you know, it's just made up by a greeting card company. So like, yeah, of course it is. Like, yeah. A lot of Valentines are just, a lot of holidays are just made up to sell things. It's totally fine. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Every year I'll do a, for the past couple of years, I've done like a live stream and then we'll play like a dating sim or something really silly.
Well, that
is just my opportunity to spend time with my community who I love dearly. And yeah, just, I mean, it's a good time to set time aside. And yeah, and if you are like very, very anti-Valentine's Day, it's cool. I respect your beliefs. You're not entirely wrong. But yeah, I love love and any excuse for me. So yeah, Amy and Travis and to all our listeners, happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day. I love you guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I love you all.
I love you guys.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.